Ich brauch was nicht. Es ist sehr offen an die Bett. Everything hurts.
Baby, did you hurt yourself?
No, everything hurts. It just does. It's just the way life is. Life is pain. Buddha said that, right? Life is suffering.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
School of hard knocks.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting the school of big knockers, and we got the school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
For knuckleheads.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Ordinarily, we think that American women are the most beautiful women in the world. So many of them use toilets to help them stay that way. But this time, I got my man to help them shoot toilets and made the dream come true. And may your seventh toilet be so good, it surpasses the other six.
Curl up in a ball and cover your head with
the Thumb Genius Power
of Grab the potter, please, because I want my Western burger done right.
Just close your eyes a minute and imagine that you have all the bob buttons you could possibly want. Brilliant four-colored bob buttons. Wouldn't that make your eyes pop? Yes, gang, they're really something. You know, kids everywhere are writing me saying what a great kick they get out of these bob buttons. They like the way the red, black, blue, and yellow colors stand out against the pure white enameled caps, sweaters, or jackets. There's no question about it, gang. These buttons are getting more popular every day. But as I told you before, you can't buy these snazzy bob buttons anywhere. Nope. All you do is to see to it that Mom puts in a good supply of bob buttons for your house. Then you'll find the button in the inner wax bag. It's a prize for you.
It's doubtful you'll like Bob anymore. Bob's broke. Bob goes haywire and Bob's desperate and Bob's almond-shaped and Bob's never gonna find out. And Bob's drunk.
News at 11. Aliens have landed in front of the White House. More details after the Subgenius Hour of Slag.
I am unable to continue blindly working on a project of such phenomenal destructive potential. Accordingly, there is only one course of action open to me.
Zach Hobson, July 5th. 1. There has been a malfunction in Project Flashlight with devastating results. 2. It seems I am the only person left on Earth. 2.
Oh God, Dave! The idiot blew up the station again!
I can't believe he would destroy the station again, as if it's some Mobius loop. Oh, every week he must do the same thing. He's crying. He's silly.
We're gonna need more donations, friends.
Gonna need a lot more donations. You're gonna need a lot of backbone muscles.
Put out that fire.
Any sort of glands you could supply. Glands are in short supply to begin with, but after
the fire extinguisher
explosion of this building again.
Smoke!
I rather enjoy the waft of this.
Can I get down here?
I'm gonna pass out.
There's less smoke.
I guess I'm not gonna pass out.
Wait, now what?
Do you have a mask?
Is that President?
Here, use this washcloth with water on it.
No, try this Phantom of the Opera mask. It's got a little tube
of chocolate.
American
people,
thank you for
listening. Oh yeah, right. Whatever. Was he talking about terracing his lawn or something?
No, he was talking about the building explosion and another act of, dare I say, the word heroism.
Bilderbergers. Those building burgers.
I was talking about Terra.
Terraforming.
Terracing. Terracing.
So yeah. Is he going to start a garden or is he going to start the earth over again? Which is a very old story. Didn't it originate with the Church of the Subgenius? It goes way, way back to Nebuchadnezzar and the days of ancient Sumeria.
What? The creation of the world?
Oh, the
stories?
The Anunnaki were akin to the Exus, although Exus were easier to pronounce.
Yeah, and it rhymes with sexist.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your own creation or the creation of those who have fondled you for so long is a sexist creation?
No, it's the other way around. We were created by them in a test tube millions and millions of years ago in the deep past. And friends, that's where I have returned from.
Follow the pirate flag.
Dave, I don't know if you knew this, but I, Reverend Stang, have been lost in time. Mostly the deep past. The 1980s.
Are you serious?
Weeks now, yes. I inserted the lever into the machine. I pulled the crank.
You pulled your crank?
I ignited the platnerite, which is the active ingredient in the time machine.
That's really dangerous.
And I traveled through time itself. Other dimension besides space.
I thought it was a pair of fishnet stockings, and now you're saying you traveled through very time and space itself, relativistically speaking?
Yes, and I went back to a greater day, a more glorious age.
I see the picnic on the
early
line.
Ages of the subgenius.
The peas and the cheese nut and the children laughing at each other.
When the subgenius still loved Bob. And when Bob still loved...
Crippled.
His children.
Bob Dobbs is crippled.
Yes, friends, it's because of that job I got myself into, teaching. I'm Professor Stang now, and I've been teaching an online course in the history of the Church of the Subgenius, the first 100 years.
Is that why you have the bleeding ear dog with you now?
I've been kind of filled with the spirit of the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer. Yes, I dare say it. The launching of said bleeding head has, and I've been recalling those wonderful rituals.
He has got the suede patches on his plaid shirt.
And I've been in terrible pain because of all the hard work late into the night, scanning and documenting this trip into the past, which is so much more fun than the future because the future is scary and
what
grim.
Could be more fun than the past?
But
a jolly trip down memory lane.
Yes, back when I was tortured and abused by joblessness and jobs.
But I can't breathe.
Actually, what I discovered upon in my trip to the past, I met my younger self, who was actually never that young, and I'm pretty well convinced that the conspiracy has their own time machine and has gone back in time and swapped us for. Imposters.
Meaning you're cyborgic, cymorgic
body. So I'm not really.
He's ensconced in some CIA wagon, nut wagon out there in the middle of the cosmos. Why you, the elder Zion?
Well,
elder,
I don't know. I don't really know. All I know, I looked at these videos from 1980, and I was never that young, and my friends were never that young.
They
never that cute. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
I supposedly shot those videos, but somebody has crept into my home, dug through these ancient archives and replaced them, doctored them. They took the doctor tapes, the tapes of doctors at the subcons and the world conclaves and had restaged with actors.
Well, did you notice in the one picture that Hal has a bouffant hairdo?
Right, exactly. I mean, none of us ever had that much hair.
You vaguely remember that time, but if someone were to say, well, did you walk down, were you in Lower Haight and you walked down the street to Leggy's or something like that and had a pizza pie? It's like, no, the memory is so fragmented and disconnected, I can barely remember him wearing the bouffant hairdo. It's a strange,
I had many false memories, and I discovered that I had split into two persons. There was the
elderly,
the subgenius sacred scribe who was having a great time in a new career, and then there was worker Smith, worker Smith, citizen Smith, who lived in the year of 1984, much like Winston Smith.
I'd say very
who,
much
by like. The way, joined the church in 1984, the artist named Winston Smith.
And also the Minister of Information guy, too.
Well, that's in the future.
He is a Minister of Information now, but...
Yeah. But we got to go to the next 1984 for that to happen. Well, but first, we must go to the next 1998.
Well, wasn't there a collision day?
The time collision. That's in the future, but it could have repercussions that echo back to our time. And maybe these are just ripples from that time intersection we're starting to see.
It's just like a loose fart sprung in a hallway when there's too many people. You can never tell where the rebounds are going to go or if even some of the sockets are going to start frying.
Here, come with me. It reminds me of an old witch. Let's try this. I'll crank the lever forward. Here, I'll turn up this little knob.
Oh, push it all the way.
And look, you can see the calendar pages are flying away.
Right, what are you doing? Get your hand away from
the candles are all just dripping down. That mannequin across the street keeps changing clothes.
You could change everything. Everything.
My wife keeps changing her mind. But we are going this time not into the past, but deep into the future.
Deformations are little patches.
When the human race has split into two species. Well, actually, that all happened a long time ago when it split into the subgeniuses and the humans.
But you meant the sexual change, from...
But what of the Morlocks?
What of them?
And this is what I learned in my travels. The Morlocks, which the Pinks like to regard as some kind of monsters, are just because they live underground and come out at night to steal humans and eat them like cattle.
That they are
the
not
Morlocks
beautiful.
Are the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that know how everything works.
And they're pretty, too.
Well, if you're a Morlock...
Well, they're pretty to others. It's too late when they encounter them and stuff, but Morlocks are pretty. Their skin is very, very shiny and soft. Their teeth are very, very, very long and yellow. And it's just a matter of moments before they snap the back of your head and eat the intestines.
Well, they're not that crude about it. They have little forks and knives and
things. That's what they call it.
They flay you and cook you and so forth. But that's what our descendants will be doing, Dave, because we are the grandsires of the Morlocks, not of the Eloi.
Is that why
the Eloi are the cattle? They're the sheeple that are literally raised. It's because of class division today that all of this will happen.
And the continuing class division?
Yes, and in the continuing sequel to H.G. Wells' Time Machine called The Time Ships by Stephen Baxter, which I've been rereading, and that's another...
Who is not H.G. Wells, Stephen Baxter.
Right, and but he's British. That counts for something.
I have no idea what it might be. Huh?
Anyway, I've had this time paradox, you know. I have the problem. Here's another thing. I look at these old videos, right, of the olden days of the subgeniuses. And I find myself identifying not with the me that I see, but with this guy, Doug Smith. Did you ever hear of him?
He's a character. He's a character. Well, okay, yeah, right. Whatever his job is.
No, he was a real guy. Character. But every time I see him on the film, I go, oh, that's me. But no, that's not me. That's this loser. You know, I remember that guy, but why do I keep identifying with him?
Well, I think it's not because he was a character in your film, but what I was saying was he was an actual kind of a character Dallas. He was a known Lee Harvey and a crackpot and stuff.
Well, but that's why you're fixated.
When you see him, it's not recognition of your own cellular self. It's recognition that you've rubbed elbows or perhaps pubis with this inornate being and want to continue some way. Something.
I believe that's right. Yes.
Actually,
it's a good theory.
You guys can talk all
your water. Holds all kinds of water.
Yeah, I don't take no truck with this modern day psychotherapeutic jive talk. That's a bunch of frou for all. It's a bunch of hoo ha.
If
you asked me,
guys with your malleable memories.
You got to smoke sugar.
Blip.
Here comes another malleable memory again. I didn't really say something so stupid that it caused that person to have a nervous breakdown. That wasn't my fault, no. That's funny. That memory is so much more comfortable now. I didn't do that off. I didn't snap at that innocent child that time like I remember.
All the glands are still intact.
This memory is completely different now.
And now the hypothalamus
comes out. They say time heals all wounds. And there's jokes about what it does to heels.
That you used to see them in the old days. They had shoe stores. You would go there and you would argue with shoes. Perhaps like one of the reptilians would come in and maybe start a credit thing with you.
Been replaced by mallworts now.
Mallworts. I hate that phrase.
Oh, and I hate the one on Mars.
Oh, it's the worst.
Mars marts. Those are the worst.
Talk about
wall of Mars mart.
Yeah, flaying your feet is what it should be called. The flaying of the vesicles and feet.
You know, they suspect that they've found evidence of underground water on Mars squirting out. But I don't think what squirted was water. It said that the scientist said we suspect that the fluidizing agent is water, but I don't suspect that myself.
Well,
at all.
See, when you get to be my age, any fluidizing agent you suspect to be water.
This
you hope is water.
Why do they use fluidizing?
Earlier, you suspect it's a spermatopophronema or the other spermatic devices that they use to impregnate universes. sometimes, anyway.
I hope I never get old like you, Dave.
Well, you could get old. You'll probably be cursed with getting old like yourself.
How long will it be before I get old like Dave? 5 years? Well, Dave's about 5 years further in the time stream.
No, you've already gotten older like yourself. And once again, you've got to stop obsessing with these characters that are not real people, but just characters.
I remember
Houston and
Dallas. I'm going back again, and I remember the first time I met Dr. G. Gordon Gordon, Bob's bodyguard. I remember thinking, I can't believe that there's a subgenius who's that old. I think at the time he was 39.
Well, that's an old subgenius. They don't get
well,
much
when you're
a 26,
when you're 27, sure. Yeah, 39's real old.
What's the expected
old
lifespan? Everybody knows a subgenius doesn't have long on this plane.
Philo just married a 37-year-old, and I thought he was being a crib fisherman.
A crib fisherman?
Cradle robber. And she's robbing the grave, of course.
Leave the
grave
analogy robber. Fish out of it. Because aren't you?
We're going to go to San Francisco and see Philo and Puzzlin and Dr. Howell and
Lies.
Gary, and not you, Gary, and Lies. Yeah, there'll be a lot of lies.
Will you be having San Francisco treats or just taking the telegraph or the
actually, I think we're going to have
Carmel car,
we're
going to
have
the,
our
the
annual anal subgenius business meeting at Crosley Bendix studio in Berkeley. Where over the
exciting,
edge,
man.
It starts over the edge, and then we fall all the way into the puzzling evidence, and it's 5 hours long. Oh, and man, Phineas Narco. Maybe we can dig up Phineas. We've got to remember not you, Phineas, this time.
There's so many hours in the middle of the night.
There are a lot in the Bay Areans.
Yeah.
Or the Bay
The Bay Areans are a masterful race of po-buckers.
Of all different hue, but still some sort of group of some kind.
Yeah.
They call it Baghead by
there's
the bay,
ones
yet
that
there's
are,
no, there's no people wearing furniture on their bags.
Yeah, there are now.
There are?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
are there any Bay Arian breatharians, do you think?
Oh, sure.
I heard that they died out.
They have stitches.
Really?
I heard that, the breatharians just
they sort of dried up and blew away.
Yeah. Well, they still have Sufi frog divers. I mean, they've had those since the late 60s.
Oh. Is that what's crawling up out of the water right now?
No, I think that might be one of the pumelards. Yeah, they've got the long back.
Oh, that's not one of the Morlocks. It's one of the Less Locks. They don't have it. They're not as hairy.
It's a very hairy one underneath. Just don't get too close to the stone.
It's a face only a mommy Morlock could
this,
have.
This music in the background
the
is from
the groin area.
The George Powell
the head's where the buttock should
Time
be.
Machine, which is the only movie that's ever been made of the novel The Time Machine. There have been some crapolas, including one directed by H.G. Wells' grandson in 2001, that just,
I hear crickets. Is that coming from your head?
I get upset when the holy texts are trifled with. Hollywood does that. Hollywood will take a great piece of literature that's an earnest warning that we should all heed, and change it into a guy flying through the air in front of a fireball.
But you should not.
Who saves the world by using his brute strength and going to push the lever at the last minute.
Just relax.
And it blows up every Morlock's hole in the whole world, and everything's fine. And the only reason the Morlocks came was because there was an industrial accident. It wasn't because of the have-nots and the haves.
Here the cricket sound coming
right
out of his left ear, you mean?
It looks like the maneuver horns when, like, one side of the...
They're coming after us, have-nots.
What do they call that part?
Those horny. The haves are coming after us, little hornless have-nots. No.
Are you ready for the next course?
We've
finished the long pig, and coming up next we'll be having short pig.
Short pig. And we'll be doodling in the ice cream, so please don't disturb this table. It's a table of science and a table of reason. So if you could just get your fat equipment back into the December zone where you don't belong. It's dream time for you, baby. Just get... Yeah, never mind the fug fish and the Ernestines and the chocolate soup and any of the other... Just...
And that's another thing. I haven't had a dream in years now.
Your dreams?
Did my dreams go to another time stream? Is someone else dreaming my dreams?
Someone has stolen
his dreams.
They're kept
on dusk.
They stole my dreams.
They're keeping your dreams on dusk.
You stole my dreams, man. Bob, I believed in you, dude. I saw you on Night Flight, and I believed in you. I was only 8 years old, and you let me down, man. You let me down.
Stang, this is the voice of someone who doesn't sound like Bob, but really is. Fall upon your knee, all three. Look out the window.
Yeah.
Look, it is Santa Claus with
it's
a pipe.
Snowing.
Your D's have been ransomed.
Real.
Your ransom has been neglected.
I knew it.
Go and look under the Christmas tree.
Oh,
the baby Jesus is
praise
lying
Santa.
There crucified for you.
Oh, he's probably
oh,
look
yes.
at that crucified baby.
I told
he's so
you
cute.
If you had faith, I told you.
So heartwarming.
Oh, this manger is so warm and comfy with that crucified infant there. And who is that horned man sitting in that rocking chair over there knitting? That's not Santa, is it?
No, we call him Uncle Scratch Spunkle. It's kind of a long name, but it serves his purposes. Come on over and meet him. He's a hell of a guy.
I've always wanted to meet Mr. What's his name?
Scratch Spunkle.
Oh,
Scratch
right.
Spunkle.
Oh, sure. That must be old Splitfoot that they're always
talking about. Bring that kid over here. What's your name? You with the long hair and the port.
I'm Reverend Ivan Stang, and I want to be a famous filmmaker when I grow up. I want to be just like Ray Harryhausen.
Bend over and pull down your pants.
What?
Bend over and pull down your pants. I want to see what you're really made of, Stang.
What?
To get in this club, you got
to
be made of plenty of things.
Not to talk to people
things.
Like you, Mr. Scratch.
Never mind.
Well,
I've got a check. Okay.
All right.
That's
cold.
No, that's the device that was implanted in you long, 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 long ago.
Oh, do that again,
I
say.
Even know how long he's been out there, does he? He smiles, he laughs, he's living his own life. He thinks there's nothing. They've sold his dreams. He has no dreams. I love it. I don't love it. No. Stop breathing. All right. You, Philo Derman, you, the third director, you step to the... He's already, okay, he's sleeping. You, we, Ardo, step up to the front. Step up closer.
I'm afraid.
Do you know how to do the little girly pirouette? Do you know how to put one finger on top of your head and make a ballerina-like move?
I'm too nervous.
You've practiced for eons.
I can't.
Yes.
I can't. I'm stage fright.
Don't you want to be Little Miss Sunshine?
Don't you want to be like him, her, it, any of those things?
You can't give up now after we've come all this way.
Don't you want to resemble other things in the room? For instance, the
turntable. Don't you want to be like everybody else? This is your big chance to be normal.
She saw the light coming in to her head. The top of her head where a baby used to make a little donut farm. It was a lonesome spot, but sure enough, the brain became squishing and vibrating.
A donut farm? Is that what that was on top of her head? Oh.
Well, some people have
weird,
them all reversed.
Man. Weird. Okay, now.
$75, $500,000, 10 years. $7 million, $500,000, $115, 20 years. That's right, 20 years.
Only 20 years?
I'm thinking about youthful Bob, a young boy last summer.
20?
He was a fine boy.
20?
Bob was slim, dark hair, nice looking.
Oh, that's right.
From what you say, that boy doesn't seem to be right for Bob.
Oh, well.
Hurry it up.
Bob's
I might have something to do tonight, too.
Hobbles?
Who can tell?
Could I use that
boy? That evening, in a comfortable home on the west side, young Bob lay across the bed. Fear and apprehension filled the boy's mind. And as he lay with closed eyes, he failed to hear the window over the porch roof open slowly.
Santa Claus.
Suddenly, he sat up with a start.
Don't be frightened, kid. I'm not going to hurt you. And I know you're Bob. Slim, dark hair, nice looking.
Well, then you must be...
Maybe. Aren't you?
What are you going to do?
You'll find out. Slim.
But, gee, I...
Dark hair and... Look, Bob. Come on.
Well...
Nice looking.
Oh, gee. I don't know what to do.
Keep your mouth shut. So long, Bob.
Well, I promised to come, but now he's trying to get out of it. I was telling him he'd have to come whether he wanted to or not. He did right, Bob?
Yeah, sure. Oh, well, I guess I better do as he said. Tie them all up. And then I'll come.
Later, an excited young Bob.
That's all right, Bob.
Really? Is that one of them?
That's Bob.
Oh, so it is.
How do you do, sir?
Bob here was tied up and waiting to be... When we got out there, there was two big boys and a girl. They tried to say Bob was one of them. And he admitted he had been...
Oh, Robert, what happened?
Gee, Mom, I don't know how to tell you, but...
Don't be so modest, Bob. You did a good job.
Oh, Robert.
But, Mom, it really wasn't like he said.
See you in the morning, Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand these things. I only know that he is a man with hair on the palm of his hands and no blood in his face. He eats no food and is mortally afraid of the crucifix.
The Self-Genius Power of
Watch. Oh, I am strolling one by one and see help!
This is PR, Nobio.
Do you see Bob with to... Especially with...
Does things... What's...
Do you see, Bob?
There's no question about it.
PR comes from PR stations.
Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. No? How?
Hey, you know, Beav, I bet you could get some of that trick stuff they got, like that plastic ice cube. That's what you put in the rubber cheese to put in the candy with soap in the middle to mix in with rubber snakes with the bug in it.
Golly, did it work?
Oh, I did it. My mother, crying and trembling, beeped out of the window.
Well, sure, why not? Well, Hank, this is good. Bye.
It to lemur.
There's no doubt.
That was all lemurian stuff just then, by the way.
You must disclaim that through pure coincidence.
There's a lemur in the background. And look, there over in the background of the scene, you can see him fighting.
Fighting.
What were you saying, Dave?
I was just saying that through pure coincidence of improvised girdleware and by that lemurian rantade, that we were thrust into a position, a carnal, somewhat abstruse position, where we're forced, and forcing small children, to think that they must have sex with Santa Claus, especially if they're a male, a little, good little boy, who deserves more than a trick-or-treat on Holy Night, and more than one of those peppermint canes in the wrong spot. And I just wanted to disclaim, from the bottom of my...
We're not into that. No, we're a mirror reflecting the ills of society around us. That's satirical takeoff on putting down that sort of thing, you see. We're against young boys.
Geez. Oh, man, how could I have not have gotten that?
Yeah, I
took three, Equinox?
We try to always be against the young boys in our church.
Firmly against them?
Well,
you try to direct their...
Let's not go there.
We've gone there so many times before.
Yeah, but let's not...
Can we please...
Go there right now.
Particularly at this juncture.
Yeah, not... Okay, later, Dave.
What
later.
Are you foul-faced, smelly boys doing down there? I can hell and smell and hear all of you up here. You, Stang, Get your hand away from that woman's, get out of there.
Can I put it on mine?
No, no. Move up here by the stairs. I want to see your face in the light.
So you wanted to see me? You want to know who I am and what I am? Well, then I'll show you I will.
No, look, I didn't mean nothing by it. See, you go on doing what you were...
What's happened to him? Scary looking now.
Friends, life is tough and it does things to you and makes you old and ugly and wrinkled. Why, just the other day, Susie the Floozy was saying, yeah, Stan, you used to be pretty ugly, but you're cute now.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
I actually think it was the other way around. Like I say, I was looking at old videos, and I was like, oh, no, I was cute.
Sure you didn't.
If I'd had any idea how cute I was, I would have started cheating on my wife big time.
Well, you already cheated on your wife.
I blew it, man. Totally blew it.
That's what everybody says. You know.
Now it's too late. It's a waste. Might as well just throw it all away now.
Calm down there, calm down.
Just a loser, man.
There are greater things at hand. Greater gains, greater loss.
Bob, let me
life
down, man.
Is a bowl of pickles surrounded.
He
rich,
said it, he never gave me the bowl of pickles. He gave me three slices. So and they weren't the kind I liked. They were sweet pickles. Yes? That's the Church of the Subgenius. You've been listening to the drama entitled WCSB ID Oye. We'll be back to our normal programming after this word. Okay. That was it.
That was the word was okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So are we back yet, so to speak? Okay.
Yeah, we're back.
Well, I remember what we were talking before. We was trying to put out some of the small fires who were still in the studio here. We had some problems with the EMS, and we were trying to do a disclaimer, but you said it was just satire about, I can't really remember the flow of anything. Why am I even on the radio? I'm going home. Goodbye.
That was the way I felt for so long.
That's because you were in pain. See, pain does that to you, Stan. There's nothing wrong with you, really. It's not in your mind, like you might think. You think you're going mad, see, don't you? See? You think you're going mad, don't you, see? Sometimes.
No.
You look out the window, you think you wish you could fly by like a witch, don't you? Maybe jump in the dumpster and have some, a little snack. Sure you do. Come on, admit it.
I saw a guy. One time I was parked outside of a bar, stuck, waiting for Jesus, actually, to finish up inside the bar getting the money. It was 7 in the morning or something. And there was an old man, he looked kind of like you, Dave, rooting through the dumpster by the bar. And he would pull out paper cups and look at them. There'd be a little bit of beer in there. And he'd drink the beer and then...
That's risky business.
Go
uncarbonated
through and find
beer.
The
you know
next
what
one.
Uncarbonated beer looks like, don't you? It looks like diamonds. No, it looks like human urine, and so, therefore, I would say that was risky business on his part.
Well, I mean, he was giving him a little look, you know, and, I mean, hey, look,
smell,
if you know how it is. he just really needed a drink, and that was the only way he could get him.
Well, Mr. Know-It-All, the part you don't realize is shortly after you looked away and thought of inhumanity's inhumanness to itself.
Yeah, it wasn't like I went over there and gave him a buck or anything.
Right.
I could have gone over and said, here, man, take $2 and buy yourself a quart of beer. I can't, you know, you're going to be dead in 2 weeks anyway.
You preferred to anecdotally comment on it later rather than notice as he walked in the shadows, ostensibly to be looking for
more.
And
the thing is, obviously, with
things,
Jesus.
He popped out.
Jesus could have filled every one of those dirty old cups with fresh new beer.
But he wasn't looking for fresh or old beer.
He was
waiting to pop that third thyroid eye out.
No, he was trying to get money out of the club owner.
Well, I was trying to do a shtick where he turned out to be an alien, and you just like, you know, just, oh,
good Jesus? He's not.
No,
well, I mean, in
no, the
I
old
mean,
drunken
that's
fellow.
Oh, the, oh.
See, so the old drunken fellow goes, never mind.
Okay.
Okay. But you did know this person?
That wasn't you, was it? It was in Columbus.
No.
I think.
Just because Columbus is in the same temporal plane as Ohio.
He really looked like he was really old. And you know, kind of had that
old look,
that lonesome cowboyish look.
I don't think those things combine very well.
Oh, I know what my point was. I know, here was my point, but the whole thing, while I was looking at that man, I was thinking, I wish I was him. Because it looks to me like he's got a slightly better deal than I do. So I was working too hard then. And I got the impression this guy wasn't really working very hard.
You know how hard it is to find a good hearty ale amongst all the urine? Well, man, that guy works hours and hours, and it's not for $10.95 staying.
Well, but he could drink on the job. Later, that's like, the difference.
Yeah, of course.
My back drinking hurts. I really wanted a beer, a medicinal beer, all day today, and there were two crappy tasting beers in the fridge, but I didn't touch them because I knew I had to do a radio show tonight. And that's how much I care about. What am I saying?
Yeah, right.
I'm going home. I'm going to go have a beer right now.
He's going to go and have seven medicinal beers and then try and find the keys so he can go and get an additional six medicinal beers.
Bob,
shall we just talk about Bob?
One of the buttons on that.
Any button?
Yeah, pretty much.
Could we go, like, you know, move one up, down, and like... Okay.
That's what I did.
You're going to drink them all? You're not going to save even like one or two? Or?
I can't get into the car. See, Princess Wee has known. Princess Wee's had to deal with me when I get carried away.
He can't get away.
You have the handcuffs as well?
Well, we don't talk about those on the
air. Well, now look, our mission. Look, this, we're given an hour of public air space, and we should use it for something edifying.
Yes, edification.
But aren't we supposed to, like, bitch about the president or decry the war or something, I don't know, you know, something cool or... whatever.
It shows our outrage with the fluxes that we're in vagary with.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows where we stand. We're not very fond of wars.
This one guy on Alt Slack who does a radio show of his own out of Houston, he was going, I need some Christmas stuff to do Christmas. I was going to do a new show and maybe use some Bush cut-ups. And at the phrase Bush cut-ups, another subgenius kind of cut in and went, oh, spare me. And I've got to admit, when I put in this week's Bush cut up, I was thinking, wait a minute, man. Haven't we had enough Bush cut ups on all the college radio shows? I got tired of Clinton cut ups before that, and before that was the other Bush, and before that it was the... that other guy, and then before that was that other Bush, and then it was that other guy, and before that was that other Bush. So it's been Bushes every time for 50 years, and people don't remember that.
They don't know their actual names. They're given stage names after
they remember Kennedy.
After they leave Andover, Mass. Prep school, they're all given stage names.
They don't remember Fred Bush, who was the president after Johnson.
The original one. Well, he wasn't
and John
original,
Bush,
Bush is
who was
big
the president just before Eisenhower.
Well, what about...
in between Truman and Eisenhower.
What about Weisenheimer? K. Bush, the actual man behind the Civil War. You thought Seward was pushing Lincoln's buttons.
My parents saw him get assassinated on Telegraph.
Yeah, with ice skates. I guess they just cut him to ribbons in front of a couple thousand people at least.
Man, and those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah. You guys are totally forgetting the assassinated Samuel Bush.
Oh, yeah,
Sam
of course.
Bush.
Sam Bush. That was a sad day when Sam Bush went down.
Right.
And near the depositorium, and there were at least three extra wounded gunmen in the
They were
space.
Called the Bush League, weren't they?
At various times.
League of Bush or something like that.
That's like the Hanseatic League. I think you're thinking of the Bilderbergers, which is, although interrelated.
I like Wendy's. I prefer Wendy's, really.
And I like Limburger myself best.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? I wondered what that is.
It smells like either like a chemical or like one of those
Have you been rolling in cheese, dear, again?
Cheese is what I've been rolling in. I let it fall.
We've all been rolling in something, friends. And what have you been rolling in? You know how dogs like to roll in smelly dead things and then suddenly show up at your doorstep wagging their tail, thinking, they're going to love me now.
Jesus loves me.
City dogs don't get to do that.
You get to roll in dead, like, rats and stuff that are near the sewers.
No, they're not allowed out. Dogs in the city can't go out. They get snatched up and taken to the laboratories.
They must be on a leash.
don't you know?
Yeah. Now, in the country, your dog will hit your... dogs has always been my friend, except when they roll in the dead things. And then they...
Sometimes they will chase a silly skunk out in the wilderness and learn a lesson afterwards. And sometimes they'll chase shadowy figures that look like they're wearing those... Burger King crowns. Have
dogs
you ever seen those guys?
I thought it was drug users that chased the shadowy. Oh, no, they flee shadowy figures.
Well, some drug addicts and dogs are one and the same.
Well, and then you had that dog that chased invisible things.
Yeah. Yeah. I lived on the Lakota reservation then, and this old medicine man gentleman informed me that my dog could see spirits because it had been injured in a car accident. And was different than other dogs, that it could see spirits and chased them.
Well, I believe it.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Was the medicine man a known liar?
No, he wasn't anything like Bob.
Well, see, there you go. You know, Bob is a convincing but still a lying liar.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Actually, these particular bunch of medicine men were, in fact, charlatans who put on fake seances. But they didn't do it for money. They really did heal people because, you know, the placebo effect, and it really works. I went to several of their ceremonies, and I believed completely that the spirits of dead holy men, Indian guys, had entered the room because you could smell the buffalo leather. You could, you know, they even made little sparkies and flashies in the dark. And later, sitting in the extra meditation one year, I suddenly went... That was nothing but masking tape being stripped real fast in the dark. And those were just old rattles they had. And they just had a box full of smelly old stuff. And, oh, my God, that guy was faking that whole thing. And he even told us, he said, after you leave, you may start to think about what has happened here. But you have to remember what's important is your feeling. Think how you felt. And he was as much as saying... Look, I know you Washi chews are probably not going to believe this is real. Sooner or later, you're going to wise up and come down. But I'm not doing this for money, and it really does help people. So, and maybe you'll get some kicks out of it, too.
That's beautiful.
And he was there were cases that at least I heard of a person that had been told by the Bureau of Indian Affairs Hospital that their cancer was incurable, but they go to the medicine man, and lo and behold, their cancer is miraculously cured because they believed Bob. Sure, Bob was a liar, and sure, Mr. Steed, the medicine man, was a charlatan, but he wasn't the kind of charlatan that's only in it for the money. He was brought groceries. You know, after you went to one of his thing, it was expected that you'd sort of drop off a load of groceries next week.
So he was eating off your lack of suffering because he was a true Hippocratic charlatan.
Yeah.
He wasn't a duck or one of those people that argue with French fries. He was a serious charlatan.
He was
charlatan.
A helpful.
He's still a charlatan, but
he
helpful.
Was using his charlatanic powers for good. For good instead of just greediness. Which is pretty good, too, actually. I mean, if somebody's going to give money to a charlatan, like, say, Bob Tilton, that preacher on TV...
Cabasoya.
Who's going to spend it, right? Who's going to spend it more wisely? Obviously, the preacher, because he's not going to give it to some charlatan preacher. He knows better. He's going to buy something of value, a yacht, you know, or a hooker,
a
something.
Mercedes.
Something. So not. He's wait. He's sure not going to give it to some guy who goes, God made your money. Don't you need to help God? He can't do it all himself. You've got to smite the subgeniuses for him.
I know that always brought a fond, I don't know, a little sparked a little tumor in the middle of my Lemurian region itself when I think about how many of those of the professorial class of the intelligentsia, while they're deriding the proletariat for not catching up quickly enough, going backwards and forwards like that,
yeah,
at the same time, you know,
there's that word again, time.
The same time. They do not see the slickness of their own slack,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I hate them. You know, a God will not survive if you do not give me another sandwich. That bothers me.
Actually, the gods won't survive if no one believes in them. They're exactly as powerful as the belief that people have in them.
So what do we call the world? Is it Weltbekommt or the world believe? What is the great dragon, the horns of Mazar?
I don't know, Professor. Why don't you tell us?
Well, no, I mean, isn't there a word for that? Probably a German three-part word, which is like how everybody thinks and feels at the same time, and then has the composite right amount of stuff to make something happen. You know, they're not worldview, but it would be.
I know, Weltanschauung.
Weltanschauung.
Yes, I have quite a Weltanschauung. Would you like to come up and see it?
Mine is as big as the world.
Yes, it's very wooden. My wooden Weltanschauung.
Oh, you wooden.
Actually, it's Weltanschauung.
The gun was made in Zurich in the late 1840s.
Yeah, I had to learn that word in prep school.
Weltanschauung?
Yeah.
At least you weren't struck with one forcibly around the head and the shoulders like when they run the gauntlet at that other school you went to. Or the... Oh, I was,
the,
no,
the other one, school, yeah. I dropped out of, actually, is what...
Yeah, they dropped you out.
No. I quit.
Well, your prep school was better than my prep school because I didn't learn that word.
No, your prep school was tons better than mine because your prep school was all girls. Mine was all boys. I'd have much rather been going to your prep
school. I would have much rather been going to your prep school.
Well, with this time machine, we can trade.
And Senior will wish you have come to co-ed public schools.
Yeah, she went to one of those schools that was run by nuns.
Nuns.
The blue nuns.
Yeah,
they were the Leap from Milk ladies?
The Leap from Milk nuns.
Oh, cool,
yeah,
man.
She was raised by nuns.
They drink like Schweinhunds.
Feral nuns. Oh, they can drink. They can't have sex, but they can do drugs.
Okay.
Well, that's good. They can give real worldly advice to people.
Well, yeah, they should be on the bottom where the rest rest and know what's going on with them. And, you know, if you're going to explenderate the feelings of the apostasy of the Lord or any of his minions, you've at least got to know where he's coming from or been.
Dig it.
You know, who's drinking his
stuff?
Did you
just say a dirty word, Princess Wee? Oh, dig it. I get it. Okay.
Dig it, but you don't like.
I misunderstood.
Did you think I said bugger it or something?
We didn't want to have to booger the lad again, but he was insolent, and so... Booger it.
Booger it.
Hand and shrimp. Hey.
Well, we both seem
hurled right back into that bad stuff again. I just don't know about you two.
You know, embrace Bob with our hands, our feet. If we were to give him the love he needs, wants from us.
Embrace him with our minds.
I don't think he actually wants love.
He wants our...
money.
Well, Reverend... he wants our money.
Yeah.
We give him our checks. We give him our actual paper money.
You give them to me, and then that helps Bob.
Okay, we...
Not me, but Subgenius Foundation Incorporated.
Okay,
which I happen to be the president of right now.
Okay.
And I think she's the... treasurer.
So, all right, well, we're here with the...
Philo's the vice
president of the Church of the Slayer.
No. I'm president of the Subgenius Foundation, which is a limited partnership in Texas.
Okay, it also says here you're the High Epoch and the...
No, that's Bob. Princess. Bob is the High Epoch.
She is
a princess. And but I'm not an epoch.
And are you also a princess, or do you...
No, I'm the...
The CEO, perhaps, maybe the word might be the phrase.
No, actually, I'm the her consort is technically my title.
Princess's consort. Okay, right. Now once we give our checks,
I was
our
the
paper
palace
money,
janitor
our
originally.
Plastic money, our sofas and couches, our different part, the furniture that we don't need or anything, I suppose, we give this to Bob.
Right.
We give this
but
to
through
Bob.
The subgene, because you can't just write a check to J.R. Bob Dobbs. Where are you going to send it? Well, you send it to Subgenius Foundation, the publishing and PR firm of the Church of the Subgenius.
But Bob will answer our, not prayers, what's would be the correct word? He will answer
orders. He will answer orders. Your orders with goods.
And we place
actual goods.
Orders
yes.
By a holy calendar, perhaps, or more like a...
A
bucket of pills.
An old-fashioned bathtub full of pills, perhaps.
All right.
A claw-footed bathtub full of pills.
That's explaining something here. Yeah.
Whatever you want to buy, I'm sure that the man of Bob and Bob can provide that. Just about anything.
So he will to those who have decided.
To those who have enough faith and are able to invest enough faith and money in Bob, all miracles can come, yes.
Is there a guarantee or is there anything that a potential subgenius could
something
do?
Bad? Well, as we discussed earlier, into every life, from every life, some poo must fall.
Poo?
Yes, and Bob is he is a life form, and so some poo falls from Bob and rains down upon us.
So
and there are drawbacks. Yes, I can see why some people want to call the Church of the Subgenius a cult or an ism. obviously, it's just exactly what it says it is. It's a pseudo-futuristic, mega-futuristic.
It's a pseudo
religion, religio-philosophical, anarcho-materialist outreach.
And the outreach is
well said.
There are thousands, it says here in this release that's just been released here in front of me.
Hundreds of thousands of
guests and cabin freaks, all enlisted in the service of the Church of the Subgenius.
Right. These are soldiers for Bob, nun snakes. Altered boys.
Says here even caricature artists and portraiture artists are needed sometimes.
Right.
There's
never an end to the need for paintings and drawings of the subgenius hierarchites.
I suppose there's a lot of...
The sacred scribes, for instance.
Oh, of course. And different saints or religious characters?
Well, the saints that we still talk to. And we had to take down paintings of quite a few saints who lost their minds.
Well, it also says here an oblator.
And took their pants off in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know how some of those soldiers for Bob are? Rambunctious bunch.
Just home from the front, I guess, looking for some Actian.
Yep.
But not always, at least here. And the Church of the Subgenius says you also have a resume corrector. What is that? Have to do with is that
a resume correct? Well, basically, we just show people how to lie realistically on resumes.
Now, this is also lie on resume.
Right.
That's related to the sacred doctrine of erasability.
Right.
So,
well, nobody ever checks. That's the main thing. So it's fair to lie on your resume because everybody else is doing it. That's the reason.
Right.
That's why it's okay to steal. I don't know if you knew that,
no,
but it's okay to steal because everybody else is doing
sure.
it.
But
you know, if you think about it, everybody pilfers a little bit somewhere along the line.
So
that makes it okay. As Bob Nelson once said, if more than one subgenius businessman do something, then it is therefore legal. That makes it legal.
I see. So it's not just memory that's malleable, but it's also morals
law.
That are malleable.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. That's what religion is all about. Bob's religion is built on a shifting sandy beach of hypocrisy, as we've said so many times. And yes, truth is to be wielded as a weapon. You see, you just say it's basically it becomes it's okay to lie as long as you don't get caught. Same
right.
with stealing. Those are codified into the religion.
Kind of intramural,
right.
like intramural
right. As Bob said,
so to speak. Or,
as I've said so many times, I don't practice what I preach because I'm not the man I'm preaching to.
And he wouldn't want to be either. We'd notice that. I was trying to make a joke. I'm sorry.
Yes, you said that so smarmily.
Oh, well, no. I thought maybe that fit with the flow of what you were saying. I didn't really know.
Well, it's beautiful smarm, Dave. That's all I'm saying. It's smarmalicious.
Well, thank you.
I've never heard such a smarmy, triacly, agreeable co-host.
Well, I was wondering about your students. Do you have many students now in the... what's the name of the person?
How to run your own mind control cult.
Do's and don'ts.
The first do is don't. And some of them aren't. Some of them said, okay, I'm not going to do the class assignment and create my own cult because I told them not to. But a lot of them are whipping out cults. There's 45 students, and it's still there's no reason not to sign up. All the material will be there through January. It's well, quite a lot of material, about 3 gigabytes so far.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And at least that's all
computer illiterates.
Of never before seen stuff.
Well, not never before, but not seen in since the previous century.
Yeah, hardly ever been seen.
Right. And hardly worth seeing, actually. I think a lot of people would agree.
Has that been a problem?
They go, well, do I really need to see your every receipt from 1980 for audio tape?
Well, but do if I you really want to see that boy band False Evidence.
Well, and what you also get to see is the letters from the crazy weirdo artists and strange people we got. Like, I found all the letters from Ken Kesey of the Merry Pranksters, who was complaining, actually, that the Stark Fist had gotten so large and bulky. That was our church magazine. Had gotten so big that he couldn't read it in one session and extra meditation anymore.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
He thought we were taking ourselves way too seriously.
Oh, he thinks it's a one extra meditation
joke.
One session.
He's another one that died. There's so many of them that died.
Well, there's no...
They were all my friends.
I found a bunch of letters from Robert Crumb, who I had thought of as a living god. He was like my hero. And here he was sending me... fan letters, actually, was what they were. Only that, well, they were and they weren't. He's such a cynical bastard that he was basically going, you're handling this minor celebrityhood pretty well. Next, you'll get to see the come down when they all kind of, you're the last year's thing and it's all old. And then they start bitching at you about your sexism and racism and every other little thing they can find in your old comic books or whatever. And then you're just a nobody and you're depressed. So you got all that ahead of you still. It was very good advice, actually. It all came true.
But
like
what a curmudgeonly way of advancing his point. I mean,
curmudgeonly?
Sit down, lad. This is what it's all about. It sucks. And they're not going to. No.
Actually, he is just like he depicts himself in comic strips, which is pretty cranky. He informed me that there hadn't been any good music created since
after the 30s,
30s and 40s. Yeah. You know? And
there are many like that in the Lucid Island people, of them, of those four or five. We think of Harvey Pekar and his love for the old wax. And
well, he and Crumb are friends because of that. They hate everything new.
Yes, they are. They're, it's a cult. They do have a cult of guys that, like, frantically, you know, get on Greyhound buses with boxes and stuff, and there's, like, only 3 records in this box, and...
That's they still do that. The great subgenius Nenslow is still right in there, hating and cranking and griping, and masterfully, and masturbating.
there was so much stuff then, and there's so much stuff now, and it makes me wonder where all this stuff goes when it's done.
Seen where it goes. You die, and it gets thrown away. Most of it, it gets auctioned off to the normal things like furniture get auctioned off, but all your really good books and comic books and the records that are most valuable to you and all your snapshots, they'll be left out in the rain.
That is only if they'll have become estranged from your family,
A break. Think what my poor kids are going to have to go through when they're cleaning out my estate.
They're not I've been trying to thin it down. Out in the rain, I can tell you that right now.
I've been hoping for a
tish.
A penultimate.
Did I say that?
Well, that's not a real word. It's kind of a phrase. I've been hoping for a penultimate moment. Some period in history where the 1930s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s and so forth, and all of the, you know, the cutting edge stuff is all there at once. So you're listening to King Oliver or somebody at the same time you're listening to something else. But it's both new at the same time. I'm sorry I said that.
Whatever.
Well, wishes, dreams, if wishes were fishing.
Oh, if I could only take back time and take that word away, I would.
You can't say the one thing, but you could say time is like a fart in a bottle, right? That's a different...
I know. I said a much worse thing.
Time.
I'm so sorry.
Princess Wade, just quit obsessing. You make it worse and worse and worse. Now they're all going to be going, oh, guy, I'm going to have to play the tape back and see what horrible, horrible thing she said. Tish, tish, tish. We might put out a call for WCSB future doctors who may want to be coming in to take over. Because if they don't, we'll just keep a yakking away, friends. I suppose we should do a...
Is it that time?
It's time for Dr. Sinister's show.
It's the time.
The time machine.
Time.
And we shall board our rickety little time machine, doped it with platinorite along the frames, and once again, you pull back the lever and go flicking through time itself.
Knuckle that joystick there, laddie. That's right. Now pull it back into the left. And
No, wrong one. Hands off. We're going the wrong way.
Put your finger in there. Wait, that's time travel. He's coming from the future.
This is the dangerous waste. 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 Yes, you'll be out of this world. You'll live. You'll live. Topsy-turvy life. Topsy-turvy life. No other men have lived before. Not tomorrow, not next year, but sometime before the year 2000 AD, this amazing event will take place. And now you will be part of it, rocketing beyond the horizon of our time to join the greatest human adventure of all time.
Chief, believe me, you're in for a treat just as soon as Jimmy gets back here.
What's holding him up? You know I can't work without Smack.
Chief,
confound it, that boy knows I like Smack.
And he knows I do, too. Better than ever. And candy sweet.
Well, here I am. Young man, you're fired.
Well, I guess we all agree on Smack.
Right.
Folks, don't get Smack.
3:15 p.m., Frank and I went back to stage two. We talked to Bob and got the same story from him. Bob's fingers were taken and they matched those found on the lamp. At this point, there was the possibility that Bob was not an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, no.
Would you like free cash money? Good. Cash. Enjoy more cash free. You need no education. You can make cash free cash good. Get free cash. Don't hurry. So delay. Don't call now.
There are those who believe that something mysterious lives in the south of England. Wherever there are lake monsters, there are people just like this. Locals, visitors, scientists, and investigators yearning to become lake monsters. There's one man who supports a lake monster.
I feel blessed. So long.
The new series of broadcasts featuring the world's most famous detective, Sherlock.
On the Christopher upon Sitardus to the skip managed history contarden. Secretly, I'd like he was both relieved and in bad with the matchless and the letters were so believed.
Shit.